Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Islam is growing and becoming more radical. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes with more details in a moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Islam, that faith which is a major force in our world today, are they becoming more radical?
Well, Jimmy, there's good news and bad news in this story. Islam has been radical for 1,400 years. Remember, it began with the sword, and it's only rarely that it puts away the sword, that it sheaths the sword. What we've seen over the past year, really, is a shift of the center of Islam, going from Saudi Arabia to Turkey. Saudi Arabia, which has become more pro-Western over the past year with Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince, and certainly cracking down on political Islam in his country, the jihadi groups that are operating from his country. But the slack has been picked up, Jimmy, by Erdogan in Turkey. Now, remember, Turkey has a huge standing army. They have just invaded northern Syria, and Turkey is turning increasingly toward Russia and working in concert with the Iranians. So you have a shift in the balance of power in the Islamic world, if you wish. And I would say, on balance, it is becoming more radical.
And that radicalization really beginning back in 1979 when the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei came into Iran, made it an Islamic Republic. What does that actually mean, Ken?
I actually like to call them the Islamic State of Iran, because there's nothing Republican about their form of government. What it means, Jimmy, is that Iran has lost its nationalist past and adopted this worldwide Islamist movement. They believe that they are the leaders of Islam in the world. Of course, that's being disputed definitely by Saudi Arabia. But they are ruled by the Quran. They have a constitution, but that constitution is subjected to Sharia law, which is derived from the Quran. An Islamic republic, so to speak, I put it in quotes, is really an Islamic state ruled by Sharia law, which is an expansionist, totalitarian, all-encompassing worldview. And we will see more terrorism in 2020.
Ken Timmerman with the details of Islam's growth and radicalization. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Islam, according to the Bible, 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, is an antichrist religiosity. The major players of the Islamic world would be Saudi Arabia and Turkey. Add to that mix Russia and Iran, and you have the end-time scenario for Bible prophecy. Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 2 to 6, and Psalm 83, verse 6. Those prophetic passages set in place an alignment that wants to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. That's Psalm 83 and verse 4. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...